Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers. So today's topic is dentist gets evicted from the condo he owns. We'll talk about this. I know it's hard to believe. Before we tell you that story, as you know, we now have 10 employees. We're in over 20 states around the country, and we're available to you 363 days a year. We just take off Christmas and Easter. That's it. So we're always available to you. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. So give us a call. Be happy to chat with you and go over a few things. But we're always available to you. Now, remember, everything you're about to hear is all for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. So please call us, even if you have just some advice you needed. We don't charge for advice. We want a rough idea how much your practice is worth. We can give you some ideas on that too. So please give us a ring, and we are here to help you and give you some complimentary advice also. Now, if you're thinking about selling to one of the large DSOs, we work with them all the time. We know who the best ones are and who's going forward, who's having trouble. Some of them are. Some of them are consolidating. But give us a call, because they'll often, our legal, commission will be paid. So on the big things, they pay my commission, so there's no commission to the seller, vast majority of the time. And if you work with us, I will have your legal fees, based on certain criteria, I'll have all your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. So call us and we can give you the how that will work. We've done that many times, by the way. But as long as it's a big DSO deal, we'll reimburse, based on criteria, we'll reimburse your legal fees upon successful closing. So call us and we'll have more details. Okay, so what happened? I mean, I couldn't believe this. I just got this call 24 hours ago. How this, he was supposed to be, he's a doctor, that's a senior doctor, and was thinking about selling, but says, no, I'll just relax for a few more years. I'm not ready yet. What am I going to do? I said, you know, things happen, the unpredicted. I really think you should think about selling. He says, no, I have no problem. I own my own condo. Everything's going to be great. So what happens? He's in a condo complex. And he owns his single condo. But there was a clause in the charter of the condo. If someone owned 75% of the other condos, they had the right to sell the entire package, the whole piece of real estate, because in this situation, they want to put in townhomes. But because the one owner owned 75% of the condos, he had the right to make a decision to sell, and you'd have to sell yours. And now the price of the condos have come down because they're commercial condos. So he's not getting anything, you know, really what the thing told is worth. It's reduced significantly. So this dentist now is getting evicted because the owner of the 75% of the condos in the place is selling it. And they're going to demolish it, these office condos. They're going to demolish it. And they're going to put up townhouses, residential townhouses. He got an attorney, of course, and the attorney said, looked into it and says, you can't do anything about it. You have to move. He says, I'll stretch it out for about a year or so, but you have no choice because in your charter, whatever, of the condo charter, it said they could force you out. They'll buy your unit, but the unit price is reduced now because the commercial real estate has gone down, so he's getting a lot less money. Now, this doctor could have sold this a couple of years ago and gotten out, and now what is he going to do? He has to move his practice. He has to build another one, and or we have to find him a small practice he can move into or rent space, but he's never going to get the dollar amount that the practice was worth because he's lost his space now. So either he buys another office and moves into that. I think he's going to sublet from somebody else. But if you're a sublet, you try to sell your practice, you have no office. So really, it's a record sale. So you only get 25-30%. This is a big problem that he has. Had he sold it, maybe a younger person would have bought it, and perhaps the younger person would have moved out or something, or got another space somewhere else. Or his attorney would have read the fine print and said this is something you have to be aware of. And maybe they could have bought a couple of the units and prevented anybody from pushing them out. But it's a big problem now. So many of you think you're all set. I own my condo. Nothing can happen to me. And this is what could happen. And this is happening to this doctor. So when you think, I'll just go a few more years, my health is fine, I own the real estate, what can go wrong? Stuff goes wrong. You get out before you're ready. If your finances are such, and remember your accountant will never tell you to sell, but if your financials are such that maybe you're somewhat close to retirement, you don't have everything, you're preserving the capital of that condo and of that business of yours. You could have sold it, and once again, a younger guy, maybe they would have bought a couple other units in the place, or one or two, and prevented anybody from pushing them out, or they could have negotiated a higher price. But that's the way it would have worked. So you get out early before you're ready to get out. There's no perfect situation. You can't time everything perfectly. This has not happened. I have no knowledge of this happening in the last 14 years of doing this. I've never had a situation like this. And certainly I'm going to recommend what I could do. I'll get great attorneys, but it doesn't look like it's going to, because he already has a real estate attorney. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to try to find him a small practice he can buy within 5 miles away, because he's in a suburban area, can't move too far. So those of you that think you got everything figured out and you could just retire when you want to retire under your terms, because everything's going to work out great, because the last 35 years you have been working at your practice and you never had a problem. So you look back on those 35 years and say, what's another year or two? And this is what happens, and I try to share this with you. This is the first time this has happened in 14 years. I've been doing the dental practice brokerage, but stuff happens. So please be aware of that. All right, we're here to help you. And whatever questions you have, we're here. Let us know. We are still defrosting from our Australian seminar we put on the cruise ship. We have the new one planned for, I think it's January 5th, and then the second one's going to be January 25th. Well, January 6th, and then January 25th. That is going to be exciting. We're going to have a whole bunch of buyers and sellers, attorneys, accountants, bankers. I mean, we're going to have a blast. And I'm really looking forward to it. But unfortunately, these things are booking up. I know it's like 11 months in advance, but the cruise ships are booking up. The best rooms are going, so make sure you contact us. It's going to be very rewarding for you. You'll have a great time, and I think it's a rewarding experience for everybody. But it'll be fun, and I'm really excited about it. I think I'm going to do this every year. So sign up. Subscribe to this so you can hear every time I have a new video. I'm still catching up from the cruise, so I got a bunch of videos I haven't done yet, so you'll be hearing from me quite a bit. But things happen, and it's always changing as far as the dental practice brokerage. It's always changing. There's always a new twist. 14 years, I still don't know it all. I've got to tell you, just like this fellow getting he's getting evicted. He's getting evicted, and we've got to come up with a solution. And we haven't had this in 14 years of a dentist getting evicted under these circumstances where he owns the condo. So we have this knowledge and we try to share everything with you. And give us a call. All right. Thank you. Great seeing you. Bye.